Roots Rising's mission is to empower youth and build community through food and farming. Their vision is to lift up teens as community change makers and to strengthen the local food system through the transformational power of meaningful work in Berkshire County. They have two main initiatives, their youth cruise and the Pittsfield Farmers Market. The market's closure has had a huge economic effect on their farmers. It's also a strike against food security for their low-income neighbors. So with generous emergency funding and support from many community organizers, they have launched a virtual farmers market. That way, you can order food online from a variety of farmers and food producers and have it delivered right to your door. That done Berkshire countywide. Roots Rising co-directors Jess Vecchia and Jamie Samowitz join us this morning to tell us more about this effort, and we thank them very much for being with us. Good morning, Jess and Jamie. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's a great pleasure to have you. I thank you very much for being with us. Jess, let us begin with you as to, I mentioned the two main initiatives, the Youth Cruise and the Pittsfield Farmers Market. For reasons that we're all too familiar with, those are on hold. So how did this particular idea, the virtual farmers market, come about?
Sure. Thanks for asking. Yes. So when we closed both of our programs, we knew we had to pivot and respond in some way to the immense community need for food access. So we had seen a number of our farmers starting up online platforms for their services, but it was an incredible administrative and logistical burden. And so we really felt like that was a place that we could step in. We could create a virtual farmers market and offer this platform for a number of farmers and food producers, relieving that burden for the farmers and also making it really easy for the consumers to just place an order in one location.
And Jamie, what are the challenges in doing that?
Well, Jess and I don't have a background in online sales and delivery systems, so it has been a very steep learning curve. When we talk about the administrative load, we know that firsthand. We did the best we could. We had a soft launch the first week where we only delivered in Pittsfield and took a maximum of 100 orders. And every week since then, we've been expanding. We now are going to be taking 150 orders. So that's a 50% increase in our capacity. And we are also delivering countywide.
Obviously, yeah, the learning curve is always there when you put up something like this. But, necessity is the mother of invention, they say. So when you do this, I assume that you felt a little powerless when you say, oh, OK, we can't do what we normally do. And then you come up and say, OK, but we can do this. So what has the response been, Jess, as far as people responding and people who normally would not go online to do this now going online to do this and how it's been working out?
Well, the response has been overwhelming. Last week, we had planned for our market to remain open for 3 days and take a max of 100 orders. We hit that order max within an hour and had to shut down the store. So the need is huge. Our community wants to keep supporting farmers and food producers. They want local food, and they don't want to be going out and taking those risks with their health. And so I think this virtual farmers market is exactly what the community needs right now. And we're so excited to be able to offer that give to our community in that way.
So given, Jamie, the response that you've had, how do you keep up with it all and doing the best you can to provide the service to as many people as possible?
Well, we're not doing it alone. As soon as we decided we were going to launch this emergency program, we started applying to various emergency response funds that were popping up locally and regionally. So that includes the Berkshire United Way, Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, Berkshire Agricultural Ventures. We really applied to them all, and we got great funding and also staff support. So Berkshire Agricultural Ventures in particular is now funding a full-time program coordinator for us, and she's starting this week, thankfully. We really need her. So that's enabling us to increase our capacity. And then we also have an incredible group of community volunteers. So we had our second distribution day on Saturday. We had 23 amazing, hardworking volunteers. So we have volunteers who are packing the food orders, and we have volunteers who are delivering the food all over the county.
That is something that I was thinking about as I was working on of just looking at this and looking at your website, all over the county. Anyone who doesn't know this should know this, but look, Berkshire is a big county. It's a very tall county,
yeah.
And it takes a long time to get from the tippy top to the tippy bottom. So what is that like, and how does it work, and how does and what challenges does that present in just the geography of it all?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're a Pittsfield-based organization, so we're distributing out of Pittsfield. And our hardworking volunteers travel to us, to our distribution site. Our farmers come and drop off the food that was ordered that week. And then our packing volunteers get to work, and we are packaging up all the orders. And then our delivery volunteers come. This is a great opportunity for community members who really don't want to risk exposure, but are looking to give back in a meaningful way. So the delivery volunteers pull up in their cars. They don't get out of their cars. We go to them. We load up their trunks with the orders and give them their delivery route, and then we send them off. And they do drive quite a long ways. And as I said, they're really committed to doing good work for the community, and we're just so thankful to have them.
So let's talk about, you know, it takes a village. So who would like to tell us about the wonderful people that came together that made all this possible in a very short period of time?
Sure. So we have some really great community partners. Jamie mentioned Berkshire United Way and Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation's Emergency Response Fund. That was crucial for us to launch this really quickly. Berkshire Agricultural Ventures has been a key partner as well. So working with their staff, you know, the delivery routes that Jamie was mentioning, they have this amazing data analyst and tech guy on their team, and he creates the delivery routes each week so that our drivers end up as close to their home as possible. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible on our volunteers. We are able to have the food justice funds from these emergency response. So I just want to mention, I don't think we actually covered this, but typically at our market, we match $15 each week per person in SNAP funds. That is a way that we're able to double the purchasing power of our shoppers,
mm-hmm.
as well as increase the sales for our farmers. So these emergency funds are really 80% of the emergency funds we've received to date are going to our market match here online. So because SNAP sales right now cannot be done in person, and we're really committed to keeping this a healthy, safe virtual farmers market contact-free, we're offering a $30 credit, so free food, to anyone who has SNAP benefits and also to folks who have lost or reduced income due to the pandemic. So this program is really offering emergency support for food access in this time when it's really needed. So I just want to really bring that to light and thank our community partners and our funders who are making that happen.
Do you think in any way when all of this is done, I mean, I just have this feeling that everything is going to change fairly drastically when we're on the other side of this, just because we're doing things differently and we're a little more aware and we're concerned. We know what we've been through and we know what could happen again. Do you think this will have any, and either one of you can speak to this, will have any impact on how you do your work in the future?
Well, people have asked us if we plan to continue the virtual market once our Pittsfield Farmers Market opens up again for business. Right now, we don't plan on that. This, again, is quite an endeavor, and we do have our hands full once our youth cruise and our Pittsfield Farmers Market is up and running. You know, the market also, we talk about it as being a third place. So it's a place outside of home and work where the community can meet each other, neighbors can interact. And it's a really special thing that you can't replicate online. You know, I'm so proud of all the work that we're doing in the virtual market, but it doesn't replace the importance of our physical market, which we do look forward to launching again But now that we have this model set up, I think if we need to use it again in the future, it'll be a lot easier than it was this time.
Well, it's a wonderful effort. People can find out more information by going to your website. It's rootsrising.org, rootsrising.org. We have the link attached to this interview if people want to find out more information on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. But again, it is rootsrising.org. We've been speaking to co-directors Jess Vecchia and Jamie Samowitz. Jess and Jamie, thank you so much for the great work you're doing and for sharing with us this morning. I so appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Be well. Thank you. And again, you can find out more information at rootsrising.org. Rootsrising.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.